Looking for a space to advertise your content? Visit us at dwalkerexperience.com and click our advertisement link to book your commercial space today. That's dwalkerexperience.com. Welcome to Girl Talk. I'm your host, Danielle Walker.
Girl, your love is like magic. I'm under your spell. Every day I gotta have it, like my body needs it. Girl, your love is like magic, like Alakazam. Girl, your love must be voodoo, 'cause I'm so into you.
Now for my next trick, I need a volunteer. That's right, that means you. Slim waist with a prim face, I was so enchanted when I seen you. Shit, you the one I wanna cling to. Right now, got me feeling like a fiend do. You fine as hell and serene too. Goddamn, babe, you looking like a queen too. So, you on my brainwave. Assistant foe up on the main stage, with a rhythm flow to show Wayne stage. When you pick them though, you know it ain't space. Bright lights, go ahead, cut the deck. 'Cause girl, you getting much respect. And you know a nigga must confess that I wanna kick back with a Dutch incest. I ain't much for stress, just ease your mind. The ills in your life we can leave behind. And foe looking in your soul like I need to find. Know my love on top, you don't need to climb. So people notice though, just look right here and focus though. You wishing on a star and I'm gonna give you what you hoping for. You supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm feeling you for real and I'm gonna make sure that you know it. I pull a quarter from your ear like, baby, listen here. And if you got a man up in your life, I'll make him disappear.
Girl, your love is like magic.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Girl Talk. I am your host, Danielle Walker, and I am excited on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Thursday. Oh, my God. Oh, y'all, today... Look, today, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, that's all I got, oh my God. Well, as you all know, this is our last episode of Girl Talk, season four. We made it to season four. Like, can we give it up for making it to season four? Oh my God, like, it's bittersweet, Like, I can't even be sad, you know, that this is our last episode. I'm actually excited because I'm excited for where we're going. Like, I'm not going away. We're just changing things up, you know? Y'all can follow me over to BLKG TV Network, right? We elevating, right? Oh, my God. I need y'all to get hype about today. Like, let me just go ahead and tell you how the Lord just came through in the clutch for your girl. Like, he always come through for me. That's why I'm the person that I always, when you be in church and they be like, anybody want to testify? I'm that one who always, every Sunday, no matter what, standing up, testifying. Even if I'm just thankful for God for being here today, waking me up this morning, putting food on my table, clothes on my back. I'm that one who up saying that like every Sunday, even if I ain't got nothing else, that right there alone is enough to testify about, right? Man, let me tell y'all, so the Lord touched somebody hard this morning and said, let Danielle be on vacation. Woo! Glory! Yes! Your girl on vacation got approved at the last minute. She is off. She is in these streets today. So, you know, I'm just hyped. Like, I'm hyped. I'm finna go out here. I ain't gonna show out too much. But man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. You know, I want to say thank you guys for rocking with me these last four seasons. Like, there's no show without y'all, you know. Well, I'm gonna say it like this. There's no Yeah, there is no show without y'all. I still do the show, you know. Even if I ain't got no listeners, this still get done. But I'm happy that you guys have followed me along on this journey. I'm excited about that. So y'all know we got a special guest today, Mr. Jay White. Oh my God. We're going to go ahead. Y'all know how we do for the last time. We're going to clap it up for our guest, Mr. Jay White.
How are you?
Oh my God, I'm good. Oh my God, we got Mr. Gerald on the line. Yes.
In the flesh. In the flesh.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
My name is Jay White, and I am the owner, founder, CEO, front end, back end, call center, and everything in between. For my page, Black News page. So proud to be black on Instagram. Proud to be black on Facebook. And Jay White Marketing on Instagram, the HBCU app, and a few other pages. So I am a serial entrepreneur. I'm really glad to be here to speak with you today. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Yes, yes, me too. Oh my God, oh my God. I get so excited just meeting new people with businesses and learning their stories and sharing it with our audience. Like, I just get so excited. So, like, tell us, how did you come about getting into what it is that you do as a promoter? How did you come about doing that? Like, was that something you always had a passion for, just promoting other people? Or, like, what made you branch out and do that as a business?
Yeah, so I am not just a promoter, but I am actually a business builder. So I promote people kind of on the side, but I primarily help people with their marketing, their social media, helping them turn their likes into dollars. So that's kind of my the main focus of what I do. And I kind of just do like the promoting and advertising stuff on the side. But the inspiration behind it was my very first Instagram page, which was the HBCU app. So I was going through a particular period in my life where I was trying to find myself, trying to find my way with my career. Excuse me, I was with UPS for about 10 years, and I hurt my back. And once I hurt my back, I guess I became no longer valuable to the company, to put it nicely. And so I had to find another way. So I took the money that I received from UPS and started a transportation service. So the problem with that was it was around the same time that Uber and Lyft were really getting their feet off the ground and really had a stronghold. So it was a new thing, and I was kind of fighting against them as far as my transportation company. So I figured out real quick that I was going to have to be a better marketer than Uber and Lyft. And that's kind of where my passion started. It started with the HBCU app, and then it kind of transformed over to the Jay White Transportation. And it kind of snowballed from there. And so I think a little bit of my background in social work and psychology kind of prepared me along the way as well. And so it was kind of a mixture of everything. So that's pretty much how I got to where I am today.
Okay. So, like, let me ask you, though. So, like, do you still offer those services with the, like, your transportation, the HBCU?
Yeah.
With the HBCU app? Is that still something you still do?
Yeah. So, with my transportation, I actually did a wedding last week. And I had, I think a few artists came in Charlotte a few weeks ago. So my transportation is post-COVID mode. I've been super busy on that end. As far as the HBCU app, my partner, he's kind of had some things going on. He hasn't been able to work directly on the app. But yes, we are still marketing the app. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're still active. You know, we haven't slowed down. I haven't slowed down on anything. I am a serial entrepreneur. This is what I do.
Wow. Like, what really motivates you to keep going? Like, wow.
So I have four children. And I think that is a lot of my motivation, my children,
mm-hmm.
my family. I saw my mom work three jobs. My father's mm-hmm. a hard worker. He's always had several jobs. And I just, I guess I have a sense, some type of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas I don't want to be broke no more.
Hey, I know what you look. I feel
yep.
you.
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. So that is my motivation.
Wow. Yes. Look. I think for everyone. Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for me. You know, in agreement with you. Like the thing that keeps me going is just like I just can't be broke no more.
Yeah,
just don't want to be broke no more. And, you know, and when it starts looking a little, you know, scarce, I just mentally come up with something else, you know. I'm like, you can do
that.
Same here. Yes.
And
yes,
so that's that was the inspiration behind everything. You know, not wanting to be broke, wanting to take care of my children. I take really a lot of pride in being a father.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a single father for a while. And that was one of the things that really kind of pushed me to stay in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to be able to pick my children up from back and forth from school, take them to school, being able to show up at the school as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of things really it motivated me to stay in this lane.
Wow. Now, I heard you state that you mentioned Charlotte. So are you based in Charlotte or are you here in Georgia?
I'm based in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. So, like, but with your services, do you offer services to where you can, like, are you branching out to other areas or is it just going to be based around Charlotte with, like, your travel?
As far as the transportation?
The transportation, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if the price is right, we can, we definitely will travel.
okay.
But my primary focus is not really on the transportation. It's more so
mm-hmm.
On the marketing side and helping people really turn their likes into dollars. Because, you know, we see everybody really focusing on the likes and focusing on growing their page. But
mm-hmm.
I really want to show people, and I'm really passionate about showing and helping people how to make money on these
mm-hmm.
social media platforms. And so that's really a main focus, really.
Right. And I did see on, because I found you on Instagram, and I did see that you offered, like, tips on how to grow, you know, to help businesses grow their business, you know, via social
mm-hmm.
media. And the prices are, you know, it's a no-brainer, you know.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer with the cost. Like, what made you decide to create those digital products for your customers if they decided not to, you know, go the route of working with you directly first? Like, what made you think to do that?
Because I think really digital is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
With the systems and processes that I have in place, it allows me to be able to set it up and watch the money begin to then work for me. And this is what I'm really teaching about in my latest course, Likes into Dollars, Turning Your Likes into Dollars,
mm-hmm.
how you can set this stuff up to work automatically. So automation is really a huge thing. And it's taken away a lot of jobs. But if you know how to use it and know how to manipulate it, it can really
mm-hmm.
work out in a great way for you and your business. And so this is something that I really have a serious focus on. And that's why I went with the digital products to kind of
mm-hmm.
take myself out of the equation and
mm-hmm.
let the stuff that I set up once or twice and mm-hmm. tweak along the way, let it kind of do all the work for me.
Yeah. So, like, where do you foresee yourself, you know, in the next 2 years? Like, where would you like for your company to be in the next 2 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in the next 2 years, I see myself really kind of stepping away from being so hands-on with the social media. I kind of have a goal of just kind of to work with my higher-end clientele. I currently work with Avant. I work with Fantasia and her husband and a few others, but I desire really to just be with those people and kind of take my hands away from the social media and being on it every day, seeing it every day, just interacting. So that's kind of the goal.
Yeah. So, like, basically you want to have your ideal clients and work with them and just, you know, help push their brand, you know, and things like that, instead of being open to everybody, right?
Well, it's not even a thing of being open to everybody. I'm talking about so I do a lot of page management. And right now I'm managing about right at 11 pages.
11?
So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. 11.
Managing 3. How are you doing 11?
So I have some systems and processes in place that kind of help me. And then I do have 3 employees as well. So
okay.
But it's still a lot of work. It's still a lot of work. Right. And I'm really trying to step away from being so hands-on, because it's really kind of draining. Just seeing all the negativity every day just on social media.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm headed towards, just getting out. And little by little, I think I'm working my way there.
I can understand that, because I've been trying to take a little social media break myself. But it's like, it's kind of hard when it's just you and you managing everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you really can't, but you got to, you know, just for your mental health. Why don't you tell our listeners where they can follow you before we go to commercial break?
Okay. Yeah, you can follow me at Jay White Marketing. That's on Instagram. And then So Proud to Be Black on Instagram. Then Proud to Be Black on Instagram. The HBCU app on Instagram and on Facebook, Proud to Be Black. These are my personal pages.
All right, y'all heard it. Go ahead and follow him, and we'll be back after these commercial messages.
Are you an independent filmmaker with a burning desire for the world's audience to view your content? Have you come to the point of not knowing what your next step should be? Contact BLKGTV Network by texting 229-513-6676 and allow us to relieve some of that pressure for you. That's 229-513-6676, where the creators reside.
And we're back. We're back. Oh, my God. We have Mr. Jay White with us. Yes, I'm so excited. The man behind the social media. That's what we're going to call you. The man behind social media. Wow. I'm still just in shock on how, even still with your team, the fact that you're managing 11 accounts. Like, I'm like, how? I'm so
Yeah. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. It's about automation and organization.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You got to be in discipline. Oh, my God. Because my little bitch is man. Oh, Lord. So, like, so what are you currently working on now that's not a secret that you don't mind sharing?
So I'm working on the Turning Your Likes into Dollars course. This is a course that's going to allow people to really work with me one-on-one a little bit, giving them all the insight, the tips and the tricks and all the different hacks that I use that has helped me grow my platform. I'm not sure if I said it earlier, but I've grown about 9 pages. 100,000. That's kind of like my threshold. Get them to 100,000, and I kind of sell them or get away with them, you know, do away with them or whatever. And so I'm going to be teaching all the tricks, the Instagram hacks, helping people understand the psychographics along with the demographics. And I think there's an extreme focus on the demographics, and nobody really taps into the psychographics. But the psychographics is really where you make your money. Understanding your clientele, understanding your target audience, understanding their thought process. And so, if you, I think a lot of times people are trying to guess when they're trying to sell people things, and that's part of the problem. If you're guessing, you know, your people always have an opportunity to outslick you, outfly you, or whatever. So. Understanding your target audience, understanding your ideal client, your prototype, it will really serve you as a marketer, you as a salesperson, whatever you're selling, whatever product you're selling, it will really serve you in the best way. So that's what the Likes into Dollars Academy, that's what it's going to be all about, and something that I'm really working hard on. Courses, ebooks, trainings, you name it, we're going to have it in there. Also, a few one-on-one sessions with me as well.
Okay, so like, when can we expect to see that out and available?
Well, it's actually coming out at the end of June.
Okay.
By the end of June, I'll have everything in there, and I'm excited to see about what it like.
Oh my God. So we'll definitely make sure, you know, that we keep a lookout for that so we can shout it out for you. Just make everybody aware that, you know, follow us and say, hey, don't forget to show some love. We only got 2 more questions for you before we let you go. So, like, if you could share something to motivate our listeners to keep going with whatever it is that they're working on now, what inspiration would you share? What would you say?
I would say that consistency is the key. Back when I first started, I wasn't really sure what I was doing, but consistency and showing up every day is what helped me really gain the 3 attributes of like, no like, and trust. And so the more consistent that I was, the more the people began to know, like, and trust me, and the more I was able to make sales and turn these sales into long-term customers. So that's the advice that I would give anybody who is just starting out and is not really sure which way to go. Just keep pushing.
Consistency is key. So again, Mr. J, can you just tell our listeners where they can follow you on all social media platforms once again?
Yeah, I can be found on Instagram at JWhiteMarketing. So proud to be black. That's with the number 2. The HBCU app or Black News page. And on Facebook, I can be found at Proud to Be Black. And, yeah, those are the places you can find me.
Right. right. Well, we do thank you again for taking time out of your schedule to come and chat with us, to let us get to know you a little bit better and your brand and what it all, you know, everything that you have to offer to the community as far as your services. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited about your journey. I'm excited about, you know, everything that you set forth to accomplish in the next coming, you know, month and also the next coming year as well. So if you ever want to, if you have something going on and you want us to shout it out, feel free to reach out. You know, it's free. We don't, you know, we just support.
Yeah, we love to get a shout out.
And yeah. You just have an amazing, amazing, amazing evening.
Like magic, I'm under your spell. Every day I gotta have it, like my body needs it. Girl, your love is like magic, like I said. Girl, your love must be voodoo, 'cause I'm so into you. When do you know what I'm finna do? Make you pull a four like 10 or 2 to get you in the mood with the center lube. No questions asked in this interview. Doing tricks like David Blaine. Make a wish when you say my name. Plot twist when the face is fame. Just sit and we could play a game. And sip a little bit of potion and open your mind when I hit you with a notion. Floating on 9 in the coasting motion. Right now I'm motion stroking. 4 L's is your king to be. Add one more to you and you a queen to me. Beauty is your name, you a scene to see. And right up under my spells, what you seem to be. Like jazz and a lat and a passion, I happen. Imagine the rap and slow down. If you didn't know then, then I bet you gon' know now. And you want me to show how this magic works. I'm an illusionist. It's 4 L's, no copper feels. I got the skills, so don't confuse them with. So let me take you on a ride in the nighttime. Sit back, we can vibe at the right time. Like that when you shine, 'cause you like mine. So cold, so fine, shawty like wine. I'll pull a quarter from your ear like, baby, listen here. 'Cause if you got a man up in your life, I'll make him disappear. Love is like magic, I'm under your spell. Every day I gotta have it, like my body needs it.